Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. We thank the panelists for their insightful presentations. The COVID-19 pandemic has caused unforeseen disruptions and has posed enormous and unprecedented socioeconomic challenges. The poor and vulnerable have been worst hit by the pandemic. The panelists pertinently highlighted the various dimensions where states should focus to address issues of poverty and inequality, also in the context of the pandemic. Mr. Chair, through our consistent economic and social inclusion initiatives, India has been able to lift more than 271 million people from multidimensional poverty. Since 2015, over 400 million new bank accounts have been created for the poor, out of which 220 million are owned by women. This has brought them into the mainstream financial system and accelerated their economic empowerment. On health and sanitation, we have built around over 110 million toilets in rural areas to improve sanitation under nationwide initiatives provided by the Clean India campaign, and have achieved the target of open defecation free India in 2019. Universal health coverage has been institutionalized through Ayushman Bharat, the world's largest health protection scheme, providing an annual cover of $7,000, covering 500 million individuals. In the field of education, India's recently launched New Education Policy 2020 aims to provide to all students, irrespective of their place of residence, a quality education system with particular focus on historically marginalized, disadvantaged, and underrepresented groups. India's response to the pandemic has been articulated through our Prime Minister's vision of an Atmanirbhar Bharat, or a self-reliant India. It has been operationalized through a stimulus package of more than $300 billion and includes several reforms and relief measures across sectors to protect lives and livelihoods, spur investment, and increase employment. On the housing front, India remains committed to providing housing for all in urban areas by the year 2022 under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. Mr. Chair, India remains committed to combating inequality and poverty and continues to take steps to fulfilling the basic needs and welfare of the most vulnerable of our society. Thank you, Mr. Chair.